take what you want and use it all. That sort of policy. Well, it began to diminish because the way people are forced to kill more animals like beavers and otters and those kind of things. So they overkill. And I don't know for sure if it was at least twice or three times during the last 500 years, almost 490 years, have depleted some animals almost to extinction in that area. At least twice for the beavers, for the otters, and minks, and martens, all these, and the foxes also. These were almost totally wiped out in times and begin to go again and come back. And just like any other animals that begin to overpopulate and then they die, but it's the same thing happened during the fur trade. The fur trade intensifies that kind of stuff, but not because of overpopulation, but overkilling. And then destroys the First Nation conservation practice. And the respect for the animal begin to diminish as it was. And that is the most powerful impact that was there that people noticed but never really have a chance to put the brakes on it or to stop. The intermarried stuff it is anyway, in the long run, it is the one that truly is diluted the purity of the First Nation. Whether if it's a bad reason or if it's a good reason, that is not my concern. That is not my job. My only purpose is to tell a story. How I heard and how did they tell me the story? My ancestors. And what happened? And these are the things that I know. And I see them during my lifetime also. And it's the same thing. It happens the same. And as I listen to my elders and telling the stories about their life, the next powerful impact that comes to our ancestors were the Christianity. When the conversion took place in that area, even though there were only one or two denominations of Christianity, it's really the same thing happened. Our ancestors simply embraced the religion. And for many reasons, it is the women who accepted the Christianity much readily than a man. Our grandmothers tell us that, you know, they found the life long time ago when were harsher, were much harder to live with. Because women were expected to function just like as a man, and they were expected to work as a man, and they were expected to make a home for a man and children, and also to be a huntress at the same time, to feed the children every day from hunting close by in the house, the home, and to look after the house, look after the children, and to look after the man also, and provide all the clothing, and sew it, and clean it, and the woman exactly was overworked, more like a slave. According to the modern day, or any other civilized man, or the nation, the European usually treated their women much with respect, and they treated them by helping them and denying them to do a heavy work, and that should be done only by men. But then our First Nation, our Muskego people, they think that is not right. They think a woman is only a good woman when she is equal as man, work as equally hard as man, And that's what makes the women much valuable partners.